Let's turn now to Milwaukee, where jailers are under investigation for the death of an inmate last year. The county's district attorney is holding a legal proceeding before a jury to see if criminal charges are warranted. It's the first probe of the jail in 2 decades, although it's not the only death under questionable circumstances. As Annalise Hensel of member station WUWM reports, the probe could affect the fate of Milwaukee County's outspoken conservative sheriff, David Clark.
All this week, 8 jurors have been hearing excruciating details about the last days of Terrell Thomas. Thomas, who the medical examiner says suffered from bipolar disorder, was arrested on a gun charge about a year ago. He was held in the Milwaukee County Jail, where officials say he started causing problems. Lieutenant Kashka Metters testified about what she saw when responding to reports that Thomas had flooded his cell.
He had the ripped mattress, and he was pushing that down in the toilet as well, flooding it, making the water come out from under his cell into the day room area.
Metters ordered Thomas's water shut off, she says, just until his behavior improved, but no one ever turned it back on. Witnesses say Thomas appeared to be in mental health distress and might not have been capable of telling the guards he needed water. He died in his cell a week later of dehydration. Pete Konieczny is with Milwaukee's Legal Aid Society and has been attending the inquest all week.
It is disturbing how many people would have had an opportunity to notice what was going on and, for whatever reason, weren't paying attention.
His group is concerned not just about Thomas's death, but also 3 others at the jail over a 6-month period, including a newborn. Konieczny says it appears jail staff ignored the mother's calls for help and didn't check on her for hours.
Certainly hard to understand how someone could go into labor and have a baby without anybody noticing.
Although there are mounting concerns about the deaths at the jail, and all 4 families have filed civil lawsuits, this week's inquest only involves the case of Terrell Thomas, who died of dehydration. Stan Stojkovic teaches criminal justice at UW-Milwaukee and says while the inquest is a rarely used tool, it could have far-reaching implications.
They're going through an investigative process to determine, was there any criminal wrongdoing? But then again, there may be some other implications for civil wrongdoing and civil liability down the road.
Stojkovic says jail staffers could face criminal charges, although the official who oversees the jail, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, is unlikely to be charged. Clark, who campaigned for Donald Trump, has built a reputation as a tough-talking lawman. On local conservative radio station WISN earlier this month, he appeared to blame the victims, saying a few of the inmates who died reportedly had a history of drug use.
I cannot control someone who comes in bad medical health, that is a heroin user or has all of these other ailments, and they happen to die inside that facility downtown.
Testimony in the inquest is expected to continue next week. Then the jurors will decide whether to recommend that the district attorney pursue criminal charges in the death of Terrell Thomas. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.